The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Camping Out, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys Training Camp on DallasCowboys.com and the official Dallas Cowboys app. And now your host, Shannon Gross.
Out live from Oxnard, California, Shannon Gross, Nate Newton, and we have a very special guest. Thank you, American Airlines, for letting us ride the airwaves and bring this to you from beautiful, beautiful weather out here in California. And man, do we have a treat for you. We had your number one draft pick on the show yesterday, Nate.
Yes.
Today we have my number one draft pick. The guy that has just jumped out at me this training camp, and I'm so glad that he's healthy and on the show with us, T.J. Vasher. What's up, T.J.?
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Oh, great, man. How did the pads feel today?
Oh, it felt good. It's been a long time, but it felt good to get back out there and hear him clapping around a little bit.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Did you get to hit anybody or –
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Them DBs kind of heavy. You know, JK kind of heavy back there.
He too.
He kind of heavy.
He's a load.
Yeah.
He's one of the few guys that's probably rangy as you are on the team, right?
So how tall are you, right quick? Like, because I know I'm not going to get anything in with Shannon Lovey. How tall are you? Tell us a little bit about you, your size, how you got here.
I'm 6'5". Well, as far as I've always been measured out, 6'5", maybe pushing 6'6" in the cleats.
Right.
Something like that. Yes, sir.
So tell us where you're from. Tell us what you're about.
Oh, yeah, I'm from Wichita Falls, Texas, about 2 hours north of Dallas. Smaller town. Went to Wichita Falls Rider. Was a dual sport athlete, played basketball.
Dual sport? What you did? You did a high jump?
Oh, no, I was basketball. Basketball.
You got game.
Big time basketball.
Well, give me some of your stats back in high school.
I think senior year I averaged 19.8, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists. 6.8 assists a game.
And so was you a guard? Was you magic like?
Top 20 point guard in the state of Texas.
Oh, no. Look out, no.
Yeah.
I hear you, man. Shannon.
Yeah.
This guy told me he had a major injury. I want you to tell the people. Last year, he's a second-year guy. Really, we're saying he's a first-year guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a major injury. Tell him what that injury was last year, TJ.
I tore my meniscus. It was a posterior horn root evolution. I don't know if I'm saying that word correctly, but
right. I don't either.
That's what it was. Senior year coming out of Tech, I did it against Oklahoma State. It was like right around Thanksgiving time.
Oh wow!
They told me I was going to need surgery, and that was going to be it for me for the year. That ended up taking my recovery all the way through training, through the draft process. Really wasn't able to do too much training on my legs. So it was a long, like, grueling process, you know, healing, trying to get back, and then the draft came. Dallas took a chance on me, bringing me in undrafted. And they gave me the chance to come in and just work on getting my body back, you know, healed correctly, and then give me my chance this year to come
out. Did you attend a major university?
Texas Tech.
Is that a major university?
Stop it, Nate.
I just asked.
That's Big 12. That's Michael Crabtree. That's history. That's Crab.
Nate. I mean, it's not Florida A&M. I mean, it ain't that big time. I mean, like you, but
bro, I'm put Bell on him. You knocked my boy Bell out of the show today, man. I'm telling you, it was supposed to be you and Bell, and he didn't even give me a chance to even debate.
I didn't even ask Nate.
He didn't be like, "Hey, man, I got my guy."
Yeah,
I'm glad to have you, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Because
my kids were raised in Texas, so I tell folks now I'm a Texas man all the way, and I love the TV because Texas Tech, Texas A&M, University of Texas, SMU. I love all of these schools because I've been here so long and I've seen all of them cherish, man. I mean, and for you to be here, man, that just give us a little bit more to push for. You know, a Texas kid can make this team. And I mean, I know you're looking on making this team. That's the only way you see it, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And you played a couple of games at AT&T Stadium at Texas Tech against Baylor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Baylor was that home-away game that we had for a few years at AT&T.
Did you used to get out against them pretty good?
Oh, yeah. Kingsbury was going to dial it up out there. We had fun. We had fun in AT&T.
Chris is a big Baylor fan.
He's a big Baylor fan. He ain't going to say much, man. He ain't going to say much.
Hey, my money.
I got family out there, too.
Hey,
so
my money and my wife went to Baylor. So,
I hate you, bro. Wow. Hey, Coach, how you doing? Coach, good to see you, man. Yeah.
So, Nate, did you know that?
That was Coach McCarthy for anybody.
Yeah. I'm going to put the big one on when he come by, yeah.
TJ is one of the only players in Texas history to be a first-team All-State in both football and basketball in Class 5A.
Class 5A?
Yes, sir.
You was like that.
I'm telling you.
Hey, talk.
Hold on a second.
You have done nothing but dominate.
Okay.
You're not even asking questions. Right. You said just talk. Yeah, ask questions.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Shannon.
Go ahead, Nate. Hey. I'm just kidding. I'm going to jump in. Walk me through the catch. Was it day before yesterday, Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where you climbed the ladder. Or no, that was maybe Friday.
It's Friday.
Up in the corner of the end zone.
My days have been running together.
Mine too,
so
it's all the same. Walk me through that. What was that? Who did you dog out on that one? Who did you climb on top of?
It was one of my teammates, but I mean we were just battling. That's all that is. Yeah. You know. But it was coming towards the end, we were down in the red zone. I think we were in a situation where, you know, it was ball to be up, come out and come down fast. So
right.
I had a fade and I knew I was going to get a quick jam immediately. Mm-hmm. He was trying to throw me off my route. So I was just kind of trying to be most prepared for that off the ball. And once that happened, you know, and I got on top, it was just time to go make a play. I really wasn't thinking too much about the DB. It was just time for me to go do what I do best. And I just went up and made a play, attacked the ball and made a play.
So is that your game? Is that what you excel at, is just – going like fade routes and going up and getting the ball?
I feel like attacking the ball is what I do best, you know.
And that's in all routes.
All routes.
Because I noticed you said so what you're saying is once you get into your routes, once you defeat that first initial contact, you be focused like a dude with a snipe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Call of Duty. Do you play that game, Call of Duty?
Sometimes. I play more Fortnite than I do Call of Duty, to be honest. I play a little bit more Fortnite right now.
Fortnite guy?
I'm turning back over to you, Shep.
We'll figure something out to do with Fortnite. Nate is amazed by, like, video games. Me and Chris play Call of Duty.
And I don't play not a lick up, but I'd be amazed.
He just wants to watch. Like, he just wants to watch. So he brings up sniping and all this stuff. He has no idea what he's talking about. So.
Wow.
What's different this year? You were out here last year, right? Mm-hmm. Just kind of watched, walked through. What's different? Is there a different vibe this year? What's the locker room like this year?
I wouldn't say too much is different. You know, coming out here, the energy level is always high. People are ready to get out and get back active again. And, of course, you know, it's getting closer to that time of, you know, it being real football again. And I think the energy level is always high, and it's fun to be out here in Oxnard and some good weather around a lot of good people, energy with the crowd, you know, and everyone starts to feed into that, and I think it just ramps everything up going into preseason.
Yeah.
The question I have here is, you know, I'm an old head, and I'm not I ain't all about that continuous hitting, mm-hmm. but is it easier for you coming from college and now we going into this, like, 4 days to ramp up, then the lack of pads. Is that easier coming out of college and just going right into this type of style or just the hitting it? What are you looking for here?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit better. I mean, I think I look forward to it. I feel like college may be a little bit more physically abusing through the week, you know.
Okay.
But I feel like here at the next level, they do a better job of, you know, watching you and take care of your bodies through the week. I can attest to that.
Okay, all right.
What are your hobbies, man? Like, what do you like to do in the off season or in your downtime?
My downtime, I'm probably with my brother. Most of the time, I'm with him. He stay down the street from me. We may sit on the game and play Call of Duty or Fortnite or Madden or 2K or whatever it may be. Or I may sit on Netflix. You know, Netflix is
jumping at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big show guy. If I find me a good series to watch, I'll sit still.
So I need this info for the plane ride back. And, you know, we're going to L.A. and we're going to Denver. I need some plane and train material. What are your shows that you're watching right now?
One of my favorites is Shooter with Bob Lee Swagger. Man.
Oh, man. Talk about it, bro.
That go crazy.
I watch that thing every day.
Is that the one that Omar's in? Shooter?
No. We talking about that. Bob Lee Swagger, different dude, man.
Okay, that's on Netflix?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. What else?
Blacklist is another good one.
Man, I got like three episodes.
I ain't seen Blacklist.
You probably like it. It's
my
weird.
Goodness.
Yeah.
It's weird. The one where the dude turned into the pig or whatever?
Nuh-uh. Blacklist is about a guy who, like, he comes and turns himself in. He's, like, the world's most wanted criminal.
I got to go look at that.
And he ends up, like, working inside the FBI, and it's this whole crazy story.
Okay.
Like, it's, like, eight seasons long, maybe.
Okay. All right.
Your boy that owns the burger place over there by us, the Wahlberg, that's who plays Shooter.
Yes, that's Shooter.
Okay. Yeah.
Mark and his name is Bob Lee Swagger.
Yeah. Come on, I see now.
Hey, I see where you're going
here. Hey, if this was old Baylor guy, he'd have gave us a star right away.
No,
but we got to drag it out of him, man.
No,
his money and his wife goes to Baylor.
Did you watch Reacher?
Reacher, I haven't seen that.
Oh, Reacher.
That's good.
You got to go get
on Prime.
That's on Prime. Netflix.
Yeah.
On Prime.
Yeah.
The Terminal List. I just finished.
I watched that. That's a little man.
That's a good one though. Yeah.
What else you jump off on, man?
What else? I know Blacklist, Shooter. I'm not gonna lie. What's the show with the doctors? It's not House. With Meredith Grey. Grey's Anatomy is one. Yes. Grey's Anatomy is one of the greatest shows that's ever been put on TV to me.
I hear you, man.
Honestly. I don't know what other show has that many seasons. I feel like there's a reason why.
Well, I know a show got more seasons than that, but it's before you were born.
Oh, yeah.
Gunsmoke.
My dad didn't talk to me about that one, though.
From 1955 to 1975, it ran.
Bonanza, Gunsmoke, MASH.
Yeah. But, man, I'm excited to have – but, Shannon, you picked a pretty good dude here, man.
I'm watching you, man. I saw you after the first couple of days. I was like, all right, TJ. Well, you got my attention last year when you jumped over a blocking dummy.
Yeah, ma'am.
Flat-footed.
I think everybody did.
And me and Chris and I think one other guy were standing there. We just looked at each other like, did you just see, like, what just happened? Like, what's your vertical?
I don't know exactly. I think – testing out of the – I think I did it like for the combine.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember exactly what the numbers were, but I know like a healthy me kills those numbers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Jump out of the gym, man. Crazy. Crazy.
What's your demeanor around your teammates? Are you outgoing, messing with everybody, or are you just kind of laid back doing your own thing?
I feel like I'm kind of laid back. I feel like I'm one of the guys that's probably easier to talk to. I don't really walk around like – you know, shut off or
right.
I probably don't either at the same time try to be too much in people's face. But
right.
I just try to be me and let people be accepting of that, you know.
Right.
Keep it moving that way.
All right, man. Well, you got to get out of here. We know you got to go
eat. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Man.
I appreciate y'all.
Thank you very much, man.
Yes, sir.
Come on anytime. We're going to get you – when you make the team, we're going to get you back in the studio when we get back to Dallas.
Deal.
Right?
I appreciate
that. Does that work?
Yes, sir.
Right, we'll sick my boy Bell on you, man.
He a dog, though. He a dog.
Okay.
He a dog.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. Talk
he
a
took
little
my boy Bell
play. Pads.
Wow.
Special guest. Thank you, TJ.
Thank
TJ
you,
Mash,
TJ.
For
thank
joining
y'all.
The show. We'll be right back on Camping Out.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Brace yourself for an existential question. Has your butt been having enough fun lately? Have you been treating it well? Has it been going places? If not, then it's about time you start using SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to get your butt tickets to live events. Just ask the thousands of other butts who have rated it the number one ticketing app. So what are you waiting for? Download the app now or visit SeatGeek.com to get tickets to sports, concerts, and live events and make your butt happy. SeatGeek. Get your seat in a seat.
The Cowboys way, where 16 Hall of Famers and 5 championships shows us what success looks like. Where turkey is always the second best part of Thanksgiving Day. Where we are all defined by one single thing, the star. Where we as fans know it's our job to keep the tradition going. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank of the Dallas Cowboys and to support the quest of living life the Cowboys way.
Copyright 2020, Bank of America Corporation.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, ShaveLogic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Back to Camping Out.
Welcome back to Camp It Out. Shannon Gross, Nate Newton, live from Oxnard, California, where we just had my pet cat for this training camp, TJ Vasher, on the show. That's a tall, lean dude, man. 6'6", 210 is what they got him listed at. So today, Nate, first day in pads. I was a little disappointed because they didn't have our favorite drill, O-line, D-line, yeah. one-on-one. They didn't run that. That's usually where you see – that's when the dogs come out. That's when it gets a little testy, a little heated. They didn't run those drills today. They did do a lot in the team period, though. Offense looked really good, man. I think the offense got on the defense a little bit today.
Pass-wise, yes. A lot of the blocking was shoddy.
Yeah, a little sloppy.
You know, but I tell you, the inside combo run where they came did half line, I'm going to tell you something, man. Carlos Watkins, Dante Fowler, and Tristan Hill offensively looked nice. They were down in that combo where it was just a set. They knew it was all run. They looked nice, man.
A lot of offensive linemen on the ground.
Yeah. They didn't finish well. Yeah. They did not finish well. 73 struggled, which is Tyler.
They had ball running with what?
63, our center. He struggled a little bit, you know, because that is a defensive drill. Mm-hmm. If you want to look good, if you want to take a chance to shine, you could do it there. But now, when it came to Tyron, nobody could get Tyron. When it came to our right guard, Martin, nobody could get him. You know, but then as it went on, our offense started going. Now, out of about 25 run plays, our offense maybe had maybe five or six times where they blocked everybody, got somebody, not perfect blocks, but everybody got on somebody. You saw Tony make a burst. You saw Zeke make a burst. Mm-hmm. But it went like it should have went. Defense should have dominated. They dominated. Now, pass-wise, Dak and his receivers were on target, especially him and CeeDee Lamb. Yeah. It was some nice stuff. I saw TJ catch a nice pass. Number 14. Number 14.
Freifogel.
Yeah, he had a nice pass.
That's the guy that asked you out in the parking lot earlier.
Yeah,
how he was looking. You were like, who?
Yeah, he looked it nice. So it was some guys. Now practice. It went like a first day should in pass defense. Look like they've been together for 2 years now, which they are going on 2 years, and like a young offense that struggled. I would like to say this right here. During the team, normal down and distance, I saw Tyler Smith pick up Tristan Hill and dump him on his back.
Really?
Oh, I mean, I thought I didn't see it. You know, and I talked to a few other people. They're like, you saw what you saw. And they say, this is the kid that we need to start. He's a lot. He's hesitant. And I guess that just come with being new and trying to figure out, because the other offensive linemen a lot of times are moving, and he'll step slower. So even – and they say he's smart, it's like – but he's just hesitant right now. So I'm looking for this guy to really pick his game up. But number 91, Carlos Watkins, was all over the place. 56, Dante Fowler, destroyed guys in the combo run, and he made some hell of a wreckage in the backfield during the normal down and distance, and number 54.
That's your guy, isn't it?
Ooh, that dude knifed in there one time, made Pollard jump out. He was trying to get into the B or C gap. He made Pollard jump out, and then he turned and caught him on an angle. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not one of them guys that say just because the dude having a great camp, he'll be a great player. But so far – so good.
Good. Yes, sir.
Did I see Josh Ball? Was he in there with the ones?
And he
the
kept
ones and twos.
Thank you. He got better as practice went on.
Left tackle, right?
Left tackle. He got better and better as practice went on. He got better and better as practice went on. Yes, sir, Shannon, good man. He got better and better. And it's just good to see. And I knew it wasn't going to be no sharp, crisp. But, you know, because Will didn't like a Norma down in distance. Will McClay, our pro personnel guy who's over everything, oh, he just was ranting and raving up down the sideline because I'm like, Will, you knew it was going to be like this.
He looked like a disappointed father.
Yeah, He wanted.
He's like,
he wanted everybody
too
to be a little bit sharp.
The worst was to do by this. Yeah. There's limited time of practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the pad levels were too high.
Yeah, both offense and defense, like he was hating that. But coach, all practice long, you was down there. Coach
I was standing right next.
Coach
to
was telling them though, all practice, get your pad level down, stay down low. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you just go up under that machine, they got a machine out there where unless they just do that over half the practice, you're gonna get that. You got to just keep preaching to guys, yeah. Stay down, stay down, stay down. CD Lamb looked nice today, but go ahead on. You see today?
CD had some good catches. I saw what you saw. I think the passing game, I think the offense edged out the defense. James Washington went down in the beginning of practice. Not real sure.
He did. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he went down. Like an ankle, maybe lower
ankle
leg.
Ankle foot, something like that.
Right. Wow, we can't lose him.
Don't know what's going on with him. J.K., Jerron Kearse, he left practice with looked like an ankle or something, but he came back out probably 10 minutes later, so finished out practice. The receivers look good.
Yes.
You know, I didn't watch Micah a lot. Didn't really pay attention there. But I was looking at who was getting the second team reps at quarterback. Was it combination of Greer and
– No, I did. I know it was Cooper. Number 10 and a number –
Yeah, 15.
Cooper Rush. Cooper
number got 10 got a lot of snaps.
Yeah. He got the Rush got the last two with the ones.
Yeah.
So Dak got pulled out of the last two reps with the ones.
So it's been a combination of. It's going to be interesting to see who gets that second spot because they've messed around with Greer in there. They've run some stuff with Cooper in there. We know they like Cooper. He's dependable. He's been here for a while.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But I mean, we know. This team goes as Dak goes. So,
I'm going to tell you this right here, man. Tomorrow we'll be out here in pads again. And, you expect.
Oh, they thumping it up again tomorrow? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And it's tomorrow. Two days.
So, next two days. And then Wednesday will be a
off day.
It's the walkthrough. Yeah. It's a mock game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Yeah, the one meeting I probably would not want to be in is probably the offensive line today.
Yeah.
Philbin's gonna have a heck.
It was sloppy, man.
There
was one time where
three times in a row. Yeah, they switched out the center and it's still
from center to quarterback. And coach was like, "Do it again until you get it right." Yeah.
But I think Chris had the right. Chris, give us your analogy on how you thought.
I don't
know.
I get a little closer than most people, but with my camera, but. I thought the quarterback was kind of not helping him out. I thought his hands were opening up to like when he hit the hands were just like this.
Because even the one he got after the third one,
it was off of it.
Right.
So because Lindstrom came in, the rookie out of Boston College, who's it's so funny because Nate's sitting there and he's like, he's snapping that left-handed. That looks kind of weird.
He's a left-hander.
Left-handed center. So.
And then when he snapped it back, you saw the ball go like this.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, so the center's had not a good day today.
Yeah, wow. It's just
the early things.
Yes, yes.
That's why you have training camp, right?
That's right.
Get it out of the way now.
Yep.
And so tomorrow, you know, but the only thing that hurts as an offensive player is usually by the third day the offense start catching up. Mm-hmm. But they'll be off. They'll be walking through instead of physical.
Day.
So Thursday they'll be back. Am I right, Chris?
So tomorrow and then Thursday will be another full pad of practice.
Yeah.
Thursday and Friday.
So they go no pads first week and then they get after it.
They go two-day walkthrough, two, and then a walkthrough.
Yeah. I mean, but the one thing I keep preaching is it's 32 teams doing the same thing. Now, they may be spreading out their hitting days. Whereas we got ours bunched two, then off, then two, You know what I'm saying? You can get with so many at, what, 10, 8, 10 padded practices where you can get after it. So it just depends on how you want to do it. And it, but the league has been consistent in how many times these guys put on pads. And I'm glad they're doing it across the board. Nobody has the advantage.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Let's go eat, Nate.
Yes, sir. Now, I know.
Short,
let me say this right quick. Like, thank you, American Airlines. My wife, if you're getting ready to get on the flight at 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's this specific time. Mm-hmm. And take care of my baby, American Airlines. She's in first class.
Real quick. Yeah. Six padded practices before we practice against Denver. Six padded
one practices. In the books, five more to go.
Yeah.
Before we practice against Denver. All right.
Yeah, when we go to Denver, man, I hope that I won't be to that. You'll be to that. So I need you to give us firsthand.
Will do, man.
Yeah.
Will do. Well, thank you for joining us. Thanks to all of you that have been out here at camp that have let us know you listen to the show. We appreciate you listening. Sorry that we waste a hour of your lives.
Mm-mm, no, man.
Back home. This show's great. One we were on back home hanging with the boys. That one's terrible. But thank you for bearing with us. Thanks for bearing with me and Nate today. Thank you, American Airlines, for allowing us to do this from training camp. Thank you to TJ Vasher for joining the show. Chris, thank you for keeping the program going. Willie, thank you.
Thank you, Willie.
Keeping the live streams up. And Nate, thank you for bringing
you,
the
bro.
Energy. And we will do this again tomorrow. Tune in to see who our special guest is tomorrow. We'll have another player on tomorrow. We don't know who it is yet, but
they ran off my boy Bell. I hope they ain't hurt his feelings.
We'll figure that out. Tomorrow back same time, probably the same time ish.
Yes.
Same place for sure. Shannon Gross, Nate Newton, Chris Beam, William Boykins, thank you all for listening.
Willie.
We'll be back tomorrow on Camping Out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!